entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Well hey, done, Chubb.
And
yo, Chubbinator.
Here on Thursday, we say hello to Dave.
Thank you. Thank you. And because it is a Thursday, we do have a special guest here live in person, George Dunham.
Big guest Thursday.
But we also, ahead of the official 100th Rant Revival, we have Gordon Keith.
Yeah.
Hi, Gordon.
What the hell's old Giorgio doing up there?
Partying. He just wanted to come party with us and... He thought this was closer to his house than it actually is. But
it's not too far. You're in Denton
County.
But he
was committed. Yeah. He was committed.
He came out here to meet you.
Yeah,
he thought you were going to be out here.
Well, I thought he was going to be over here at the bunker, so that's why I came here.
Oh man. You guys got your wires crossed.
It's kind of a gift of the Magi or something.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Talk on it.
All right, this is the e-news portion of the Rant Revival. And I want to, all of you guys with Google machines, to go ahead and plug in Sydney Sweeney.
Oh boy,
Power of Women.
I'm going to ask you something, Dave.
Yes.
Just go to your bookmark.
Don't you think that I've seen this maybe 50 times already?
You've already worn it out.
Yeah.
So Sydney Sweeney was at a event for Variety magazine on Wednesday. It was called the Power of Women event, and she was honored alongside Kate Hudson, Wanda Sykes, Nicole Scherzinger, and Jamie Lee Penis.
Curtis.
Mm.
That's just wrong. At the Beverly Hills Hotel. And the reason that I bring it up is because it is perhaps the most fantastic gown that Sydney Sweeney or any actress has ever worn.
Ever. In the history of sports.
It's a Christian Cowan Elias Matso crystal twisted waist gown.
Dave, there's very little Christian involved in anything that she has
and
on.
And it is made of a glittering sheer silver fabric, and she is not wearing anything to encumber her uptops. And the dress is so sheer that it leaves nothing to the imagination.
Would you try to focus a little bit?
As one of my friends said on a text thread, if she asked me to behead my wife, I would do it.
Gosh.
What a weird request.
Gordon, I think even more than just the obvious revealing of her endowment, I think that's just a really classy look. Her hair looks great.
Yeah, it's not trashy whatsoever, but it is amazing, and it's probably the most, unencumbered, obvious look at her giant melons that we've ever seen.
No, Dave, it's a bosom. Just be tactful. She is.
Her bosom.
She's being tactful with her wonderful dress.
I mean, I guess, has she gone... I didn't really watch Euphoria.
No, George.
I didn't watch Euphoria. Did she go topless on Euphoria?
Yes.
So we've seen them in real life.
I haven't, but yes, she did. I've never seen Euphoria.
Yep.
Not my jam. Too many kids and too many drugs.
Also, making news today.
That's something.
Another woman of comely bosom. Can I say that?
Oh.
Sure.
No. Kim Kardashian.
Oh, God. You too?
She just...
She got the whole package.
She just appears in the brand new episode of The Kardashians that came out today.
Oh, so she's in the show with her name on it?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah. And so during this episode, there is some behind-the-scenes footage of her on the set of her new TV show, All's Fair, which she co-stars with Sarah Paulson.
Wait, what is happening?
She's a legitimate actress now.
She's in a TV show?
Yes.
Like a real one?
Like a real TV show, and she co-stars with Sarah Paulson.
I'm out.
And so they are...
They're
in between takes.
It's e-news. There's going to be e-news on it.
I know. Gotta
stop.
George is not supporting women.
I don't support the Kardashians, and America should stop, too.
They're not even women.
So Kim is talking to her co-star, and she says that I'm going to send you millions of articles with both Buzz Aldrin and the other one, meaning Neil Armstrong, to prove that the 1969 moon landing never happened.
Oh, no way. So she's a dumb bitch?
She is a conspiracy theorist, a moon landing truther.
What a shock. Wait, a Kardashian thinks something wacky is
someone
really
that
truth?
Barely got out of the eighth grade?
Hard to believe Kanye was welcome there.
Let's pay attention.
So she says, she says that Buzz Aldrin has gotten old and is now slipping up and saying the truth.
Is he old?
Yeah, he's very old. But she says that there's an interview. Buzz Aldrin has asked, what was the scariest moment? And he says, according to Kim Kardashian, there was no scary moment because it didn't happen. It could have been very scary, but it wasn't because it didn't happen. Now,
we faked all the subsequent moon landings too, according to these idiots?
Hold on. So if you see the actual quote, actual video of Buzz Aldrin, he's asked, what was the scariest moment? And he says there wasn't one, meaning there wasn't a scary moment.
Oh, okay.
So
she took that.
Yeah.
It's not like he said
total prep.
Yeah, that's it. No.
And then later a producer asks her, do you really believe that astronauts didn't walk on the moon? And she says, I don't think we did. I think it was fake. And then she says, why does Buzz Aldrin say it didn't happen? And there's no gravity on the moon. Why is the flag blowing? And the shoes that they have in the museum that they wore on the moon have a different footprint than the one in the photos. And why are there no stars? She has it all figured out.
Yeah. Oh,
well, today...
It didn't like Buzz Aldrin said, I love the orange Julius I got up there. Oh, my God, I slipped.
Astronaut.
Well, today NASA has responded to Kim Kardashian.
Why would they even waste their time
NASA. A place of...
We have to put out a statement.
The acting administrator for NASA, Sean Duffy, he tweeted at her and said, yes, at Kim Kardashian, we've been to the moon before. 6 times. And then he also said that they have the Artemis mission, which is going back to the moon under the leadership of President Trump.
That's the Artemis Pyle mission. I don't know if you saw this, but they're trying to honor the lead drummer of the Artemis Pyle's band.
Nailed it.
Yeah. So Kim Kardashian does not believe we've been to the moon.
That's shocking. It's totally shocking.
Got the whole package.
But I think Bob's right. As much as she distances from that lunatic that she was married to, there's no doubt he influenced her in some ways.
On moon landings, especially.
She doesn't believe that we made a moon shot, but she's made a career out of a money shot.
Okay. There it is.
Okay.
He's right.
Go Tayo. In a follow-up to a E-News story we had the other day, Kid Rock is being called out for using the R word in an interview, and it was taken notice by the Special Olympics.
First off, before you read this story, does Kid Rock care about this?
Probably not.
Are you sure?
He doesn't care about anything.
Are you sure he wasn't using it in the musical sense of the word?
No, he wasn't talking about.
I've seen the clip.
We've played it.
The note.
When you slow down the music?
Yeah. No, it was not about music. He was saying that he was going to dress up as a R-word for Halloween, and his costume was just going to be a COVID mask.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, man.
So Loretta Claiborne,
stick it to Fauci, dude.
Is the chief inspiration officer at the Special Olympics.
I'm
and
so
she
sick of Fauci.
She has posted an open letter to Kid Rock.
Oh, okay.
She says, the R word deeply demeans and harms people with intellectual disabilities. I'm writing you personally with an urgent request. Please acknowledge the hurt caused and use this moment to stand with us in rejecting that word and the prejudice it represents.
I respect her attempt, but you know what's going to happen? The next video we see is of him going to be shooting up Bud Light cans with special needs people.
Or this letter with Tannerite on it. Blow up the letter.
Yes.
Hold on.
You know what I meant.
Bud Light cans with special needs people on them?
He'll shoot
it's a
up
new
beer.
Theme
That's
of
his
can.
Beer. That's his beer.
They're like Wheaties boxes, but with special ed.
Yes.
Special
yeah,
Olympics
he'll go shoot
athletes
them.
On the cans.
Like, yeah, this is what I think of your letter, lady. And then just
and she's exactly right, but I think any time you find yourself having to write an open letter to Kid Rock, you've hit a career low.
Kid Rock.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to stop and just push delete.
And there's no way he reads it.
Like, no.
He doesn't read any open letters.
No.
You think he reads a lot?
No, I don't.
Probably not. And
he probably reads Penthouse Forum.
Isn't it weird how the... I'm not going to even say it. I'm not going to say it.
Go ahead, okay, George.
George.
No.
Come on,
George.
Jeff.
George.
Could the chickens George. Convince you?
Maybe. Like, maybe the chickens could. No, it doesn't do any good. Okay. Good for Kid Rock.
Last thing before we get to Rant Revival on the other side. Our friends at Heritage Auctions, they had a huge collection of TV costumes from classic television that were auctioned off in the past week that netted $3.17 million in sales. Among the high-priced items, the original Batman and Robin outfits.
So all of these are wheelhouse for us. We, as yes. kids, if we could have ended up with these somehow.
Watched it right, every day.
Our yeah, lives Batman, were made.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, so the Adam West and Burt Ward Batman and Robin outfits, they went together. How much do you think they went for?
$50,000.
Totaled $3.7 million, half million each. Together,
yeah, $575,000 together.
Okay.
The Joker, worn by Cesar Romero, went for $212,000. The Julie Newmar Catwoman went for $68,000. The Penguin Burgess Meredith costume went for $46,000.
What would you do with that, weirdo?
The Henry Winkler Fonzie jacket. Went for $87,000.
Can you imagine as a kid owning that?
The yeah, amount talking about of, him this morning. It's his birthday today, right?
Yeah, he's 80. Yeah. The amount of ash you could have gotten with that jacket and jukeboxes you turn on. Yeah.
A Captain Kirk outfit went for $62,000.
Meh.
And yeah. all right, now here's Captain the question: Kirk. Which would you choose? Linda Carter's Wonder Woman costume or Barbara Eden's I Dream of Jeannie costume?
Oh boy, that's a good one.
I would live in both of them, alternating like. God, you're so hot. I'd Buffalo Bill myself
baby.
In the mirror.
Holy crap.
Oh, God, Corby.
George, unlock the door. Nothing. I'm not doing anything.
No.
I'm going to go Wonder Woman.
Man, I'm going Genie.
Well, yeah. Genie was a bargain at $42,500. Now, Wonder Woman, it was her full red, white, and blue corset, her golden bracelets, and her lasso of truth.
Oh, yeah.
So you could lasso your lover. But that went for $225,000.
So do
quite
you,
a bit more.
What would it take, George, for that to be the Picks with Friends payoff? You have to wear a Wonder Woman costume to ticket stock.
And to the Super Bowl.
And to the, oh, my God.
You got to go through security every morning.
Yeah, would you agree to that, Bob?
I finished last.
You have to go to media night and lasso a player
with smeared lipstick.
Well, hello.
I just have one question for you.
Lamar Jackson, you're looking good.
All right, coming up next.
I would personally be trying to fix games in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
By just...
Wouldn't you call the mob?
Yeah.
I'd be like, how do I get in on this?
Yeah.
Coming up next, episode 100 of the Rant Revival featuring some very classic audio.
It is 5:20. Live from Louisville, Buffalo Hirsch. Cocktail Truck Yard, Main Street in Old Town. It's the Hard Line until 6 o'clock, and it is the Rant Revival. And what a big one it is with the three original members, Gen X Davey, Corby Davidson. I can't hear the music anymore, Connor. There he is, Jordan Keith.
All right, Buffalo Hirsch is in Louisville, and we got a very, very nice crowd.
Perfect.
Downtown Louisville, this place is brand new. It is so flipping cool. The weather's perfect. They have a patio the size of, that could fit Cox's Army, as my mom used to say.
What?
Yeah, I knew you would meerkat that. So come on out. Thanks to Deep Eddy for having us out. They got food, they got drink, they got everything that you would possibly want live from Louisville, Texas. Okay, so, Gordon, it is sponsored by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Thank you to Eatsy's. This is our official 100th Rant Revival.
And thank you to Bob for having the idea.
So this was a Bob Sturm joint however many years ago that we decided to start this thing.
But he's upset when we don't do sports.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's a false narrative.
Just don't. Oh. You can't,
I've heard that.
You can't listen
so
to that.
So have I. In fact, I invented that.
I've heard there's a lot of behind-the-scenes fighting at the ticket.
Yeah.
He wants to do a mock draft, and these guys want to do the rant. Okay.
Yeah, he's like, wants to do a Canucks mock draft.
Guess I'm outnumbered. Okay.
So it's happy anniversary to us. This is actual week 100 and a half.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks to the official Rant Revival archivist, big guy, I can't remember his name,
Glenn?
Glorf? I think it's Glorf.
You've really honored him.
Glimpy?
Thanks to Glorf for...
Glorf on sports.
Glorf on Corgi, actually.
For letting us know that. Now, we wanted to... This has a tie-in, too, a very recent tie-in, so this is very topical. But one of the all-time Rant Revival moments, or rant moments, happened in the early 2000s. When we were, I believe, Gordon, in North Richland Hills.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the location, like the city, but we were at an RV emporium.
City. Yes, we were hawking RVs.
Nobody moves RVs like the brand.
Dude, I think we sold like 30 that day. It's unbelievable.
They were like, you guys want one? We've sold so many. They paid for itself.
Yeah. I picked up two that day.
No doubt we were hungover to holy hell, and there was a very special guest out there who was standing about 15 feet away from us when this discussion started. And it started simply enough because Gordon took us back from break and started talking about the RVs.
You remember this, Gordon?
No.
You don't remember?
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah.
Okay, yes, cabin? Yes. I believe I know what you're getting to, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And so this is the infamous Ding Dong Cabin.
I'm sorry?
Episode from the Rant. Here we go.
Noon today, Earl Campbell's going to show up. Earl Campbell, of course, the Longhorn great.
There's a ton of Horn fans already here.
Yeah. And they're getting ready for Earl Campbell. He's going to be here at noon. They're going to have some Earl Campbell sausage for you. Free refreshments. New and used motorhomes, fifth wheels, travel trailers, pop-ups. They got some really nice stuff out here at Longhorn RV. Matter of fact, I may walk out of here with a pop-up.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You know, my parents owned one of those.
Did you go camping a lot when you were a kid?
All the time.
I love camping. I haven't been in forever.
It was fun. I barely remember because I was so small. Only thing I remember is they put us to bed, and they had us.
Your dad came in drunk and started touching on you?
Whoa.
Okay, Gordon.
Okay.
Let's start there.
Whoa. It was a different time.
Yes. And George told me to say that.
So, right out of the chute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Your dad came in and started touching you?
Yeah, because the rules don't apply when you're in a camper.
Like, what were we doing?
That's right.
We're in the woods. We're out of the jurisdiction of the law.
Right out of the chute.
We're on daddy law.
We're in international waters now.
Yeah. Did your father sexually molest you was the first question I got when discussing.
I mean, it's the first question everyone's thinking.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Oh. Is that not for air, too?
I don't know if that's for anything.
I don't know what's for air and what's not.
I don't know if that's for anything. So,
Corby, quiet. I got the curtain closed.
They had a stash of Twinkies.
You wake your mom up, I'll kill you.
Is this blade cold? So they had a stash of Twinkies and Ding Dongs for like...
Get on the table,
bro. For like the...
Oh, God. What? Why do you get so violent?
For like the entire trip, for like the four-day trip, for like five families. So I knew where they were, and so I went in the middle of the night and ate like four Twinkies and four Ding Dongs, and so I was...
Oh, wow. Did that give you a dietary shift?
I was sleeping above my dad, and in the middle of the night, I just rolled up.
That was legit. I think that's legit.
Well, I said dumb it. You did, didn't you, Jason?
I'm good.
What? It was funny, Dave. I'll give you credit. It was a good line.
You just said that your dad and mom brought out a bunch of Ding Dongs.
Right.
And you ate them.
You ate your mom's ding-dongs, too.
His dog.
Can I just...
So, during this, we're also under barrage from the board op.
Yeah.
Dude.
Who was that?
I don't
board
know,
op at the
but
time?
The less is more, just for whatever reason, didn't apply to the weekend. I have no idea who was running our board at that time.
Yeah.
They were trying to impress you guys.
Dude. Well, they didn't get a talking to from Gordon. Because Gordon would let a lot go, and then he would get to his breaking point, and then he would tell them, stop it.
Yeah. Well, this was definitely a breaking point from the overdrop, but we'll keep going.
His dog.
Can I just tell a story about vomiting on my father without you making jokes?
So, when did your dad get into that?
Yeah. Into what?
I think I could have should be vomiting on me.
You're the guy with a nice...
Two fingers, Corby.
What?
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's happening. I don't care if your mom wakes up.
Oh, Corby Dolphin.
Okay, anyway. All right.
Dad, we need to move back, on. Burrito.
Jeez.
Your mama tastes so pure.
I love the taste of vomited ding-dongs. Okay.
So, you tell the story.
The story is that we're at Longhorn RV and they distanced from that last conversation. That didn't happen in one of their RVs. That was in Corby's daddy's ding-dong cabin or whatever they had.
His dog.
Ding-dong. Yeah. So how many times did you guys go out?
In the
I've never heard
cabin.
Him laugh this hard.
Ding dong.
All right.
I'm done.
Gosh, that's funny.
Oh, God.
In spite of the overdrops.
Yeah. God.
Yes.
Good Lord.
The spurt of the moment, though, Corby's what? Daddy's ding-dong cabin threw me for such a loop.
Yeah, the immediate branding of it.
Yeah. Corby's
I swear
daddy's
there was
ding-dong cabin.
Wasn't there more to that? Didn't we have the... Did we hear the cold steel pressed against the throat and all that part?
Yeah, that was in there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
what about the when you did it and you looked down and he was doing stuff to himself?
I don't remember that. I did have to edit out some things.
Okay.
That were
for cultural sensitivities.
Yes, for time and for cultural sensitivity.
Yes.
Okay.
But
just
yeah.
Because certain things aren't the same as they always used to be.
No.
No, but because the more things change, the more they stay the same. Because I just...
Ding-dongs are timeless.
Yeah, get a load of this, Gordon.
I somewhat recreated this scenario this past week.
On purpose.
Not on purpose, but... And it did not involve ding-dongs. It just involved cow's milk.
What?
So young baby Wells, who he'll be two on Christmas, so he's still just a baby, but he has been fighting through a lot of various illnesses since he started daycare, as kids will.
What a beating!
And so he's been off and on sick for weeks, and he has so much drainage that he will swallow mucus and then cough it up and then make himself gag and throw up. And so...
Get the reflux going.
The other morning, you know, we have a ritual where he generally wakes up around like 7 o'clock, 7:30.
Yeah.
And we will get his morning bottle and he will have his morning bottle in our bed and then he'll sleep for another hour or so. And it's, you know, it's a nice... chill time that I get to share with him in the morning. And so, but this other night, he woke himself up coughing, and it was, well, it was like 5 in the morning. It was well before his usual wake-up time. So we get him in bed, and we give him his bottle, and he drinks about half of it, and then he falls back asleep. And then maybe 15 minutes later, he goes into one of his coughing fits. But this one's different. It doesn't stop, and then he starts gagging as he's coughing. And then he starts...
Now, was this like the dog?
He was like... And so I realized that he is about to vomit in our bed.
Ugh.
So I grab him. He's to my left, like in the crook of my arm.
Yeah.
I grab him and I spin him onto my chest so he can just vomit on my bare chest. And I'm just like, oh, just keep it right here. Just right here. Oh, just right here.
No.
Do it. Do it. I dare you. Is that all you got?
So how quickly did
don't
you
challenge the kid?
How quickly did you associate that with the Ding Dong Cabin?
Immediately, that's all I could think of. Because it was like I was having him do it on purpose.
I wish your wife had walked in right at that moment.
She was laying next to me. She was asleep.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
And did it wake her up?
Oh yeah!
And you're going, oh God, yes, oh,
yeah, do it, do it.
I mean, because then it involved throwing all these, you know, the pillow and the pillowcase into the washing machine,
yeah,
and getting bath towels,
yeah,
to towel myself and him off.
Did you have time though to take your shirt off before it happened?
No, I was sleeping shirtless. I didn't hear the gagging and go, oh yeah. Peel it off.
You just rip the shirt like Superman because you want,
yes,
it on your bare skin.
Yeah, like the Hulk.
You just say, oh yeah, oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Just peel it off. Maybe your wife's like kind of side-eyeing what's going on over there. She's frantically, you're holding the baby in one arm and taking your shirt off real fast. Now,
I'm ready.
Unbuckling with the other hand.
Yeah.
Why would he be wearing full-on buckles when he's he's in bed at 5 in the morning?
He's got ski boots on.
Yeah. Like, what does he go to bed in?
Can't get these buckles off.
Oh, these damn buckles.
I can't get the machine mask unzipped.
Yeah. But how great is it, though, that here you are, you're spending quality time with your kid, and it's all sweet in the morning, and it happens, and your kid vomits on you, and you immediately think of Daddy's Ding Dong Cabin, and then you feel guilty, and then you're like, wait, no.
You know, this isn't funny. He's suffering right now.
Right. You're just dying laughing at him.
It happened again this morning. Although, this time I pointed him at the pillow rather than my chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you keep a ding-dong bucket nearby in case you get sick of it?
Label it. The ding-dong bucket. Just confuse your wife.
Barbie's daddy's ding-dong bucket.
Bucket, yeah. Oh, my God. Why don't I market all this stuff and turn it into merch?
Seems like a great idea.
Corby's daddy's ding-dong bucket. Would that sell well at Home Depot?
I'm so confused.
It's only for ding-dong.
And ticket stock.
Vomited ding-dong.
Oh, man. All right, Gordon. Thank you very much. Happy one.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary indeed.